Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I am a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to add massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and from agents around the South. My hope is that you take a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. Y'all, I'm so excited to host our guest today, realtor, team leader, and friend to all agents from the Lake Charles market, Keisha Gaspard. Keisha, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. This is my first, and I am super thrilled to be here. So thank you so much for the invite.
Awesome. And you and I are both at Real, and you're newer to the company and you are absolutely loving it. So we're going to chat a bit about that in a minute, but I want to get your backstory. I want to kind of hear where you came from and how you got to where you are. And then we'll get into some really good stuff about some ways that agents can grow their business right now. So give us the backstory. Tell us where you came from and where you are.
Okay. Love it. Thank you so much. So I am from DeQuincy, Louisiana, small town, population 3,000, spread my wings, moved all the way up to, actually bought my first house in Colorado Springs, Colorado, when I was 19 years old, lived there a couple of years, sold it, moved to Washington, and lived there for 10 years. And that's where my real estate journey started. I became a real estate agent. Then in Washington State, they qualify for an associate broker. So during that time I was there, I was upgraded to an associate broker because of all the time that they spend in studying. That was in 2008. And then in 2008, the market tanked and I was a brand new agent. And the one thing I remember from my mentor was that she said, you have to adjust your sales. And at that time, I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, I have no idea. But then what I started realizing is that, first off, real estate is a constantly changing environment and an ecosystem. And so I saw all of these seasoned agents not knowing what to do with short sales and foreclosures. So I got short sale certified and I became a foreclosure rep and I just started helping people and built a business. And then I went through a divorce and then I moved back to my home state, Louisiana. And gotcha. I got back into real estate. I actually dabbled a little bit in the mortgage industry just to see if that was a good fit. And I realized real quick that I still liked the people. I liked the connections. So dove all in into real estate. I started teaching pre-licensing to agents. And that's whenever I realized that I loved helping agents scale their business. And fast forward, here we are today.
I love it. Now you're created a team and everything else. So tell us a little bit about the team and what you're building out there in the Lake Charles market.
Yeah. So our team is a little different than most. My real passion is helping people in a tough market scale their business and grow. If you look back, a lot of agents have been able to sustain during these hard years, and there are some that are struggling. And so what we have done is we've kind of created this coaching team. And so I have a productivity coach on my team, and we are there to help agents that may not have capped or may not be where they want in their business, and we help them get there. And in the meantime, we're mentoring, we're coaching, and we're bringing on seasoned agents to help these other agents. So it's just a bunch of goodness.
I love it. I love the vibes. I love the positivity. I love that your heart is in helping agents, because you and I share that together. We are all about helping agents. And it's funny how the universe connected us just in the world of you guys coming over to Real and you guys being able to share value with the agents in your community. And you guys are building like a really awesome thing out there. So I encourage agents to like reach out to you for sure. And we'll definitely put some of your contact information in the details of the pod. But let's talk about what is important for an agent right now who's maybe coming to you, or maybe they're not with you guys. And what's important to an agent right now who is struggling right now? What is important for them? Like, what is your advice to them as far as like a way that they can maybe shift something to get back on the right path to start having some success?
I love that question. And I see it often. So I think that it really starts with mindset. I think that you need to ask yourself, how are you showing up? Because if you really want to be successful in this business, you have to look in the mirror. You have to start with yourself. And I think that getting right in your mind is so important to the success of your business. So check in with yourself. Like, where are you? Are you feeling negative about everything? Are you in a state where all you think about is all the negative things and you're manifesting this? So I think it's really important for agents to just really check in and see where they are.
Yeah, I love that. And I always tell agents, I'm like, look, you can control what you put in your mind. You can listen to podcasts and fill yourself up with positive things. You can read the right books that fill you up with positive things. And you're going to either find the positives or you're going to find the negatives in your life, and you're going to just choose those. And I get that there's a lot of agents who are struggling right now. I get that. And it's very, very tough to do deals. I feel like we're like a boxer in the 12th round and we're beat up and we're bloodied and the deals are, you know, we've got to the finish line of the deal and we're like, did I even win? Like, are they going to even raise my hand right now? Yeah. Like, did I win the fight? But I feel like the fight is totally worth it. And you just got to stay the course right now. And like, mindset is so, so true. You have to be so mentally tough in this business because right now there's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of really agents in the market. And I mean, I think mindset's super, super important and maybe not something that we speak enough about.
I agree. I think that we can fall into a fixed mindset very easily, especially where the economy is and things happening. Life is, you know, life, right? So I think that, you know, if you find yourself in a fixed mindset where you really can't see past what's in front of you, if you feel like you're going down in this rabbit hole and you can't get out and it's just a bunch of bad information all the time or bad things happening to you, then find someone. I think that's ultimately at the end of the day, and I might be jumping ahead here, but a coach is so important. You can't go out on the field and play football without practicing, and you want to win, right? So you practice to win. Same thing. That's what a coach does for you. They help you with mindset, activities, all the things. And so I think that's my number one advice. Self-check, check your mindset, and hire a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about daily activities then. Let's talk about that. Like, okay, so I'm an agent that maybe has had some success, but maybe doesn't have a great schedule. I think a big topic right now that an agent should really be focused on is schedule. So let's talk about agent schedule. Let's talk about what's important to an agent. How should their day look for a successful agent? What's your thoughts?
So I think that successful agents, I think we are all know that as much as we want to honor the schedule, what's most important is our lead gen. We have to lead gen. You have to spend time putting yourself out there. And that's just it. You have to generate leads. So how are you going to do that? We all do it differently. So that another reason why you need to tap in and you need to have a business plan. Like, what are you going to do? What are the five activities that you're going to do that are going to help you scale your business and move to the next level? A lot of times, seasoned agents in this point, let's say that they're struggling. Well, they've hit a roadblock. They've hit a ceiling. And so to break through that ceiling, you have to do something different than what you were doing before. So that might be taking a look at your business and seeing over the last year where most of your business came from. And if it came from door knocking, then that should be your number one activity of going after business. And I think sometimes that we stop doing the things that are working because we have, as real estate agents, we like to chase shiny objects. And so I think that just reassess your business, look at the last year, look where most of your business came from, and then find those five activities and focus on those five activities.
Yeah, that's totally great advice. I love asking agents, hey, what's working for you? Because I love just kind of hearing overall what the vibe of like what's working for you. One thing I think that's really working for a lot of agents right now around the country is open houses. I wouldn't have said open houses would be a strong lead generation opportunity 5 years ago or whatever. It's just the way that it works. But like right now, open houses are a great way to meet buyers because these buyers are not wanting to sign these buyer agency agreements potentially. So they're like going out and just searching for a home, I feel like, on their own. Uh-huh. And they're happening to meet these agents. And it's a great place to put yourself on the front of the buyer opportunity. Like, hey, buyers are out there. They're coming to open houses, meet buyers. I feel like that's a great place to start. But what are some other ways that you're having these agents reach out? You talked about door knocking a little bit. We just spoke about open houses. Give me another way that an agent can generate a lead right now. What's your favorites?
So look in your phone. People want to work with people they know, like, and trust. And so that's the best place to start. You know, you look at your contact list and just start contacting people and reminding them that you're in the business. If you haven't reached out to them in the last quarter, then they've probably already forgotten about you. So make sure that you're setting up a system to contact your sphere of influence quarterly, in addition to automatic touches through an email or a CRM. We've got to be on social media. They need to see us on all these different platforms for us to capture their mind share. So I definitely think that sphere of influence, open houses, door knocking, farming. I think farming your sphere and farming neighborhoods are becoming more popular as new people are moving into the areas and they don't know a realtor. And so they're going to social media, they're going to AI, they're going to the mailers to make that decision. So we've got to be in all those places.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely. And it's tough to be everywhere, but you really mm-hmm. have to be these days to be able to have success. Yeah. I taught my office meeting this week, and an agent came up to me after the office meeting and he said, "Man, totally dug what you were saying and everything like that." And he said, "Man, here's a situation that recently happened to me," because we were talking about using the phone to reach your people, right? It's kind of one topic that we had talked mm-hmm. about. And he reached out to me. He said, "Jamie," he said, "I wanted to tell you something that happened to me this week." And it was his two boys got into a car accident and they were thankfully okay. And he said that his homeowner's insurance agent reached out to him and just said, "Man, how are your boys doing?" And he said it was such a special moment for him because the guy, he just sells him insurance, right? But he called him to genuinely care about what's happening with his life in a time where on social media, he was getting kind of the comment of like, "Man, like they shouldn't have been doing that," or they should, you know, whatever it was. You know how people can be kind of negative online, mm-hmm. but it was just a special moment where he, you know, the insurance agent reached out and proactively asked about his family. And it was just a special moment. He said, like, honestly, he said, "No matter what I do, I will always use this insurance guy, even if it's higher." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, like that just tells you that, hey, as realtors, like, are we checking in with people? Because I feel like every time I call my past clients, a major event happened that I didn't even know about. Somebody got diagnosed with cancer, or somebody, you know, had a major surgery, or somebody's not really doing well. And I'm like, shame on me for not checking back with these people mm-hmm. because they deserve to be caught up with. And sometimes we're the only person mm-hmm. who's reached out to them at all. Yeah. And people are lonely, but people need somebody to just check in. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's your thoughts on checking in? Like, if you got to check in with people, what's your favorite way to reach people? And what's your favorite way to kind of find out what's happening with somebody in their life?
Well, to be honest with you, I just really take the organic approach. When I think about myself, there's two words that really come to mind, and that is like love and acceptance. And so that's how I approach my call. So I'm going to call, you know, Susie down the street. I haven't seen her. I'm just going to be like, "Hey girl, I have been thinking about you and I just wanted you to know. And I just feel like it's time for me to check in," and let her talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. It feels right, right? Because it doesn't feel like you're calling and you're saying like, "Oh, by the way, send me some real estate business," you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just love that. And just spreading like good energy mm-hmm. in the world. Like, you're going to want to work with Keisha because she's just calling, check in, see how I'm doing. She's just calling to wish me happy birthday. Yeah. You know, she's just calling to say, "Hey, crazy, your house, you know, you've been in your house a year. Isn't that crazy?" Mm-hmm. Like, that's awesome, you know? Yeah. So making calls and like doing the grind of the real estate business, I hear agents all the time. I feel like if I did a class on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, I'd have 100 agents come to it. But if I did the class on using your phone to generate opportunities, it would be crickets, right? Because nobody wants to make phone calls all day. But if you can kind of like do it the way you're doing it, where you're really, you got a smile on your face. And even when you said it, you had your smile on your face. Like, you know, like you're just calling, checking in. How are you doing? Like, yeah. I just thought about you today. I was driving through your neighborhood and it's been a minute. I know it's been too long, but I thought about you because I was in your neighborhood and I just want to see how you're doing. How's everybody? How's the family? They got to be getting big now, aren't they? You know? So yeah. like it's crazy to think how simple the real estate business is, but it's just like, man, the best way that you've got is right there in your phone. Just pick up
Absolutely.
Your phone and call people.
It's about the relationship, right? I mean, we all have our reasons for being in the business, right? I think that we, again, self-check, I'm a servant, I want to help people. And so that's my brand. That's what I chose to do. And that's how I can lead in this business. And that's how I can lead my clients and my agents is just through love and obviously knowledge and experience and all that, those things. But I want people to want to work with me. And so I just felt like I need to be authentic. And I think more people should be authentic and that I'm not for everyone, but I want to be for those people who are like me and that's who I want to attract. So self-check. Who do you want to attract? Who are you? Don't try to be someone you're not because you're going to attract those people and then you're going to be unhappy.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So talk to us a little bit about what you're building, because you and I are both at Real and you're building a team out there at the company. So tell us a little bit about why you chose Real as the vehicle for your next chapter you're building right here in your life. So tell us a little bit about that. And so we can kind of get some insight on that.
Oh, gosh, that's such a loaded question. So
I'm giving you some good ones today.
I know. you know, going back to being a servant and wanting to helping people, my reason for joining Real are a lot of reasons. But I will say, once I looked at the model and I want to help people and I want a platform to help people, Real was, and look, before this, I've done a lot of guerrilla warfare. I've looked at a lot of different brokerages. I actually did that every year. So I knew what was being offered. And I know that a lot of different brokerages have different splits for every agent, depending if they like you or not and all the things. And so I was really looking for something that was just fair for everyone. And I looked at the model that Real has and the advantage of having a team and being able to build this to what I want and having the freedom to do so is really ultimately what had me say yes to the company. And then I find all these other really amazing perks. But to be honest, I'm a business owner and Real allowed me to build a business with the support and the foundation of an amazing company, AI, Wendy, who is an amazing broker who answers my calls every time. And I get to be me and not have to focus on the operating part of the brokerage. And I can just focus on my people. And that's the real reason I joined.
I love that. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I know a lot of people from your area are curious why you did what you did. And I know it's all about positivity and it's not about negativity and, you know, and it's all about just leading and giving it away. And you and I are very similar. And I think that's why the universe kind of connected us even at the company is because we're both trying to love on agents and really give it away and share our knowledge with agents and give away our knowledge, because you hear some agents who are super successful and they're like nervous that by sharing the secrets to their success that somehow their success would be limited or their flame would be put out. But I just believe that this effort that we're doing to help agents both with the podcasts and at the company and what we're trying to do is not only just having a light, but it's sharing the light that then ends up in a forest fire of amazing opportunities for agents. And I just think that it's just such a great place to be. And, you know, I posted on my social media about all this turmoil when it came to Compass and the Anywhere brand and buying up the Coldwell Bankers and the Century 21s and almost looking at agents as if agents were some kind of negotiation tool or some kind of pawn in a big, huge thing for a corporation. And I just said, man, like, how cool is it to be at a company where agents are proactively raising their hands to come here? We're not being bought. We're not being forced. We're not being incentivized. We're just saying, hey, we want to be a part of a cool company where agents are wanting to come to, and then that we can help agents and do what our goals are and have a way that we can help agents. So I appreciate that. But let's jump into more. Let's jump back into agents and how we can help agents right now. So let's talk about maybe an agent that is, they're struggling right now. You know, they're discouraged, they're down and out. Let's talk about what ways maybe that they can start moving the ball a little bit forward. What are some of your advice on like an agent that wants to start the process? Maybe they want to just, they're not at the end of the journey, they're at the beginning, but let's just talk about what ways can you maybe start pushing forward, moving the thing forward? You know, is it, you know, showing up? What is it? You know, we talked about showing up, but let's talk about that. What ways can we kind of get that big boulder moving, take that first bite of that elephant?
Yeah, I think it's not who you know, it's who knows you in this business. And so I think that the first ball that you've got to put out there is investing in putting yourself out there. So, and social media is a beautiful platform to do that. And, you know, go in and go to all these different websites that offer services as searches, create accounts, get your name out there so that you are on social media, start your Google page, do those things, because majority of the buyers and sellers are now going to the internet to search for real estate agents. They want to be referred, but some people are moving to areas and they don't know anyone. So I think that it's really important to put yourself out on social media, to put it out on the internet. You've got to be seen. It's so important. And contact the people you already know and let them know that you're in the business. And that's the most important thing, in my opinion, is the people you already know and putting yourself out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like think about it, like when you have a problem in your life, right? The first thing you do, it's like we live in the world of instant gratification, right? We want to know the answers of it. We were trying to hook you up for the podcast and we're trying to, you know, get the microphone hooked up and get the AirPods connected to your back. So what's the first thing that we do, right? We go on Google and we say, how to connect my AirPods to my Mac, right? And we see the YouTube video and it's got the exact instructions, right? So what's the first thing that people do when they think about selling their house, right? Or they think about buying a house? They might type in buying a home in Lafayette, Louisiana, or whatever it is, and they're going to start the process of searching. Yes, they might know Kayshen, love Kayshen, want to potentially use her as an agent, right? But the reality is the first step they'll probably do is at midnight when they're up in their bed and saying like, I'm tired of living in an apartment that my neighbor's playing music too loud and I need it, you know, they're on social media or they're on Google. And I always tell agents, like, think about it like that. Like somebody is going to be going online to search for an agent. Are you going to be present when that happens? And have you made enough phone conversations to be top of mind where instead of going to Google, they say, hey, I need to call Kayshen because I'm thinking about buying a house or I'm thinking about selling this house. It's too big, whatever. So it's like, think about it like that, where obviously people need to have that immediate gratification. And hopefully we've shown up enough online or enough on the phone or enough in the email or enough on the text that they think about us instead of thinking about, let me just go out and find it on my own.
Yeah.
So when I thought about it like that, I was like, man, so, so true. But let's talk about social media. Let's talk about what agents should be putting out. Let's talk about what platforms that you guys are seeing some success with for the team and reach outs and stuff like that. What platforms should they be on right now? What platforms, what should they be putting out if they want to be attracting buyers, attracting sellers, getting opportunities? What do you think they should be putting out right now?
So this is not an advertisement. I do not get paid to say this. However, Homes.com, I'm a huge fan, first off. They are your own leads. You get your leads on homes.com. So if you have not gone in there and set up your profile, you need to do that because you're missing your leads. So set up your profile on homes.com. Any of those free sites that you can go on and set your profiles up, I suggest that you do that. So I would start there. And then on social media, I mean, I think for me, I'm a little older and I haven't embraced Facebook as much as I have embraced Instagram. So I am an Instagram girl. I'm not so much a Facebook, but I see the value of paid ads. I do paid ads and I extend past my Lake Charles area. I do a lot of paid ads into the Houston area, into the outside states, because people are moving into our area. So, and it's just more of an advertisement for myself rather than advertising a sell or a listing or a buyer, you know, I don't know.
I gotcha. Yeah. And I appreciate that. I've been trying to figure out Instagram for a little while too, but it really is a great opportunity. And I feel like Instagram's really been the place where agents have connected with me to give me opportunities and referrals and whatnot. Uh-huh. And I feel like Facebook has been the opportunity for me because we kind of live in a small-ish community to connect with my past clients and my sphere of influence and everything is definitely on Facebook for me. And I feel like new agents are reaching out to me on Instagram, but I don't know, you know, that's just me. So I would just say, don't forget Facebook. Facebook has become a huge opportunity for connection.
I agree. I mean, I have more looks on Facebook than I do Instagram. So 100%. I'm getting more eyes on me through Facebook, but that's through being purposeful about putting your information out there and sharing a little bit of part of yourself because people want to associate with you. Again, find your people and attract those people. So you do need to put, you know, I think it's the 80-20 rule, like most things, 80% personal, 20% business if you're going to be on your personal Facebook page.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, and I've heard different thoughts on personal, and I've had an agent ask me, should I even keep a business, Jamie Knight Realtor business page? And I always just tell agents, like, I just run ads on my Jamie Knight Realtor page on Facebook, and that's just kind of the plan with that, and I usually share it to my personal. But I guess there's no strategy and that works. It's just, it's works, I guess, right? You got to just get out there and work it and try it and see if it actually will generate itself. So, but I always say, like, hey, get out there and do something, right? You got to get out there and do something. I've heard this advice too. Even if you're just going out on Facebook and you're not posting anything, right? Even if you're just going out and commenting, hey, cute dog, or hey, you know, great family picture, or oh, I'm so jealous you went on this great trip. Tell me more about it. Or can I call you Monday? You know, like just commenting positive things on people's social media. Like I want that person in my network, in my world that would use me to see that I am out there investing in a comment and a like. That's one thing I've been doing, like in the morning, like I'll just kind of wake up and kind of look for thankfulness. Like I'll be thankful about my friends and their wins and commenting something positive on their, on their social. So,
yeah, I love that. I actually got a text from a client and she thanked me for being so positive. And I was like, it's that imposter syndrome, right? I'm like, me positive? Because half the time I'm in my head and I'm like, man, this is so hard. So I want to say that, like, we all have those same thoughts. And it's okay to think that it's hard, but you can't control your first thought, but you can definitely control every thought after that. So it's nice change and people need that positivity. And it's nice to be appreciated for that, even though I don't always feel like I am that.
Yeah. And again, like, you know, social media is one of those weird places where it's like people only know what you show them, right? Like if Jamie's commenting all this positive stuff, right, on people's social media, but I could be like, you know, it's a total wreck, you know, the twins just destroyed the whole house or whatever. And it's like a total wreck. But yet I'm here commenting, hey, cute family picture, when like my life is an absolute mess. Yeah. So it's just, you know, again, like, what are you putting out into the world? And then positivity attracts positivity. I feel like every person that I've I've gotten the pleasure of having in my world, like you and I connecting and being friends, is just from putting positive energy out into the world. And then it attracts other people like Keisha and Jamie and everybody else. And then all of a sudden, we become in the same room with what we're trying to do for agents. So we're going to close it out. I need one more positive thing and message that you can tell an agent. Let's spread that love. Let's spread that positivity. We're here to help agents. Keisha's got one more chance to give some positive love and encouragement to an agent, and then we'll close it out.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Even your lowest low and you don't know where that commission's going to come from next, don't stop. I promise it's right around the corner. They say that we get the fruits of our labor 90 days after we start doing the activity. So don't stop. Keep going.
Keep going, baby. Show up. Listen to the podcast, baby. Go connect with Keisha. Go get some of that positivity. So, guys, I really appreciate you guys showing up every week to listen to the podcast. It is my absolute pleasure to be with you guys every week, every Monday morning at 5 a.m. We launch a brand new audio version of this podcast on all of our major platforms. So definitely give us a great review. Share it with a friend who may be struggling right now. Go follow us on YouTube. And Keisha, thank you again, my friend, for everything that you're doing to help agents.
Thank you so much. It's been such a privilege. Thank you.
All right, girl. Well, I hope that you guys are enjoying what you hear, and I hope that you go connect with Keisha, and I hope that you guys have an amazing day.